Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton has announced he's running for Congress, which means he'll have to resign his position at some point before the end of his term. Two candidates so far have announced they'll run to succeed him, Phoenix City Council members Daniel Valenzuela and Kate Gallego. And with us to break down the race as it stands today is former Phoenix Councilman Claude Maddox, who's currently with the firm Molera Alvarez. Claude, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, good morning. It's good to see you again. Thank you for having me.
Give us the overall scope of things. When you're hearing the possibility of multiple members leaving the council, what are your first thoughts about that and how it could affect how the city's run?
Well, the good part about it is that city staff is not going to change. So consistency in services, consistency in the process will be maintained. So you won't see that. What you will see is you're going to see faces leave the council and new faces come onto the council during that interim period. It's like a political Super Bowl for all of us political geeks. You know, all of a sudden, the process is going to be very, very interesting. The timing is going to be very, very interesting. And who ultimately ends up as part of this game is going to be interesting as well. You've mentioned that there's a couple of folks that have already announced, Gallego and Daniel Valenzuela. Of course, they've made the announcement, but they haven't resigned and don't have to resign at this time. So ultimately, when Mayor Stanton resigns, that's when the clock really starts ticking.
What might that do once all those resignations have to happen? For at least some amount of time, the council will be down a mayor and two council members before the appointments are made. What does that do to, even though staff is there, what does it do to sort of how the city is run and how votes might turn out?
Well, actually, having been through the process a couple of times, you're kind of focused on that. And so whatever business, normal business is being transacted kind of, I don't want to say takes a back seat because it really doesn't, but the council members are really focused on let's get this appointment taken care of so we can get back to business as usual. And there is a period of time. I mean, once the mayor announces, those who may run, that will run, will have to announce within 10 days. They've got 10 days to make that announcement. And at that time, then the council has a period of time in order to declare a special election. And in Arizona, there's 4 months of the year that you can have a special election. So March, May, August, and November. So depending on, and I'm going to get into a lot of minutiae here because it's all part of the process, but they have 120 days to announce. When they announce the special election, it has to be within 120 days. So basically, and I've got a timeline, but I'm not going to get into it because it's really too small to read. But anyway, they've got 120 days to declare a meeting, a special election. And once that special election occurs, then you're going to see a lot of things happening.
Now, Claude, Mark alluded to the dynamic there. Now, it's been a pretty predictable council in terms of how we know they're going to vote, not on every issue, but
right,
we almost see
right.
Jim Waring, Sal DeCicco tend to vote on one side. There's another group, and then maybe there's a middle ground there. How could the dynamic change with some members coming on, and is that something you'll be watching pretty closely?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, frankly, from my perspective and for many of us who work in the government relations business, we have a relationship with all the council members, and we know them on either a personal basis or at least we understand where they're at on issues. So while we may have a conversation with a council member knowing they may not support our effort, at least we have the opportunity to have the conversation and discuss that. But you're always counting votes, and you're always anticipating who may change their position in the process. And, you know, our job is to really understand and be able to discuss with our clients what the dynamics are. And ultimately, when it comes down to that final vote, what we anticipate that vote's going to be. And for those of us that have been in this business for quite a while, we have a good idea of where it's going to land. It may change a little bit, but for the most part, we know pretty much where it's going to land.
We've talked about the two council members who have said they're going to run for
yes.
mayor without necessarily giving away state secrets or names at this point. Do you expect that that will be the field, or do you think that more people will get into that race?
Well, I'm not going to get into rumor, but there are rumors of others. So, you know, we don't know what that field is going to be, and we don't know for a fact that those who are saying they're going to run will in fact run. You know, I mean, we will assume that they're going to run. They've already publicly made the comment that that they're interested in going to be doing that. But since that is also hinged on when the mayor resigns, there's a quite a bit of time. And let me tell you, there's a lot of anticipation when the mayor is going to resign. And nobody knows that answer but probably the mayor and his team right now. But he doesn't have to resign until he submits his nominating petitions in May of next year for Congress. So it could be it could come as late as May of sometime next year. He can do it any time before that, but it could come that late. And then, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen in the 6 to 8 months between now and May that that the mayor would make that decision, and people may jump in and jump out and then jump back in. And
yeah, Club, I'll ask you for a really short answer on this one. You ran for mayor once yourself.
Yes.
How impactful is the mayoral position? We know it means a lot in terms of title, but because this is a city manager-driven government, can the mayor really have an impact? Is the next mayor going to be able to change a lot of the things that the council or Greg Stanton has done?
Well, obviously it has to do with how close of a relationship you have with the council. I mean, the mayors go in with an agenda. When we had sat in this studio and we had that conversation with several of us.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about the agenda. Mayors go in with an agenda. There are things that they want to accomplish, and their job in looking at the overall picture of the city is working with the council to move that agenda forward. And obviously part of that is that you've got a council, each member of the council has their own agenda within their district and a larger agenda for the city. So those things have to mesh. So a lot of it has to do with communications. A lot of it has to do with relationships, supporting one another. Sometimes you support, even though it might not be your preference, but you know that in supporting this, you're going to get this.
Former Phoenix City Councilman Claude Maddox, currently with the firm Molera Alvarez. And Claude, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
It's great to see you guys, too. Thank you very much for the time.